we're going to begin our time of thanksgiving and praise today. And we are so excited, by the way. Who would be better people to start us out than two people from our praise team, Miss Barbara and Miss Gloria? Would you guys come up and share a word of praise with us? So the praise team is going to get us rolling this morning. And Barbara's going to go first, Gloria's going to go second. You guys can support each other as you need to. We're going to begin in just a minute. We're going to go around with the microphone. And if you guys turn to page 3 as these guys come up and get ready, there's a couple things. We want to just hear what God is doing and has done in your life. And if you look on page 3, there's a couple of tips there, right? So the microphone will be brought to you. Now, people go, I have a big voice. They can't hear you really that well on YouTube, even if your voice is big. So take the microphone, right? And if you're going to request a song, tell us the title, because that's how it's indexed upstairs. You can give us the number, too, for the hymnal, if it's in the hymnal. Or in your bulletin is a little orange sheet of songs that are not in the bulletin that we love and know well. You can select off of that as well. And then there's one last thing. You guys can check out the very bottom. What makes a great testimony? And you guys, check it out. Right, here's the first one. Make it about Jesus. That's the big thing, right? Make it current. You know, I know God's blessed you your whole life, but what did God do this year? And then the last thing is, and it's hard for us, even as preachers, make it short. 2 to 3 minutes so we all can share, okay? So we're going to turn it over to Miss Barbara and Miss Gloria, and they're going to get us started with just praising God for the great things this year. And we look forward just to hearing the many, many things that God has done that will just lift up all of our hearts. Thanks, my dear. Appreciate you.
Good morning, everybody. Our sister Regina sang a song a long time ago. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. God is never, ever late. I went to Catholic school from the age of 4 through 8th grade, and then public high school. In 6th grade, we had a class called Bible History, and it was about the Jewish people and everything. And throughout the material, it called them the chosen people. And one morning, on Monday morning, sister asked, did anybody do anything fun over the weekend? And one of my classmates said, my family went to a wedding. And sister looked and she said, there was no wedding here this Saturday. And my classmate said, no, it was at a different church. I can't remember the name, of course, but it was Saint somebody's Presbyterian or Episcopal or Methodist church or something. You can't go to other churches. Don't you know that you have to be Catholic to go to heaven? I'm inquisitive. If I don't understand something, I will ask. And she looked at me, yes, Miss Ryan. Sister, if you have to be Catholic to go to heaven, why do we have a Jewish God? Because wasn't Jesus a Jew? I had to write, I don't know, a couple hundred times, I must not question sister or whatever, okay? From that point on, I prayed that God would make me Jewish because I wanted to be chosen. Mm-hmm. I thought that was better than being Catholic. I'm grateful, thankful for the education, though. My first time here in First Baptist, my son Todd's friend Todd said, where are you going to church tomorrow? And I said, oh, Corpus Christi. And he said, well, why don't you come to my church? And I sat probably in the row where Anelda is or where Sarah is. I heard preaching I had never heard before. Pastor Montgomery. When I tell you I went to Mass probably more than 1,000 times. I had never, ever heard that kind of preaching. He was preaching from Isaiah. And at the end of his message, he said, if anyone has never prayed and asked to be saved, now is your chance. And heads bowed, and he said, pray after me. If you want to be saved, pray this prayer. And he went through it. I prayed. Of course, I was terrified. He said, come forward. I couldn't move. And I prayed, and I asked Jesus to save me. And he did. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that I was in Brownies and Girl Scouts and I wanted to be a leader when I was an adult. Fast forward to two sons and countless soccer practices and games that never happened. But Nick Troupas told us about the Awana program. And other people too, I know, but Sherry and I, we signed up. And we've worked in Awana since it started. That's where I became a leader. And I'm thankful for that. Every day should be Thanksgiving, not with the parades and everything. Find something to say thank you to Jesus. Thank you for saving me. One tiny example, I was on 541, and you know how the people try to get in, and we were moving slowly. And people were got in, and all of a sudden, I was about that far from hitting a white van. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? When you get sick, thank God that there is medicine that can help you, doctors that can help you. Thank God that there are people in this congregation. We pray for each other. Thank you, Lord. Just every day, make every day Thanksgiving. Find at least one thing to be thankful for. Right. Even if you're really super sick, thank God that it isn't worse. And he is the one who answers our prayers. Amen. He's right on time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, church. How we bless the Lord at all times. I don't know if that was the scripture this morning. And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth all day long. I want to give thanks to the Lord God Almighty, the Savior of my soul, who made me in his image and created me to do good works for which he has prepared for me in advance. I praise God for giving me a new identity in Christ as a child of God for his glorious kingdom. I thank God for knowing the joy in Christ. And I praise God for the grace and boldness he has given me to be the light wherever I go. As I reflect back through the journey of my life, the Lord has sustained me. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm grateful for the truth of God's word that is shaping every day the way I think, the way I act, the way I respond to life. I thank God for my prayer group. It's not easy, but God gave me the strength. He has given me this vision a while back just to pray and not faint. Because we can't do life all by ourselves. We can't do life about complaining. Rather you complaining, rather you talk, take it to prayer. And I thank God for leading me and helping me. Thanking God for the women's ministry, the kingdom women that God has helped me to continue to grow with. I thank God for the life of Mrs. Meekins, for giving me the wisdom, for helping me through your wisdom and to be able to do what I do today. I praise God. And I thank God for our pastoral team. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you, Pastor Momo, Pastor Gary Thompson, Pastor Momo, and their wives. I thank you. And I thank God for you, because without you leading by example, sometimes I see what you do, and I emulate that. I'm inspired for what God is doing through you, and I'm very grateful. I thank God for sustaining me through my trials. You know, over the past year and now, the Lord has made me closer to him more than ever before. Many of the times we think our trials is why me, why not me? Because when we go through that test, we have testimony. And when we go through our misery, we have miracles that God can perform. It gives God open space to perform his light and his work in our lives. I thank God for sustaining me for the surgery that I had. And through the time of trials, through the times of procedures that I had and the diagnosis, you know, you have to do so many testing. And my prayer at that time was, Lord, just help me to pass the test. Oh, Lord, help me to pass the test. Because, you know, if I don't pass the test, then guess what? I will fail. And I thank God that I did not fail him. During that time, I had people praying for me. The day before my procedure was Monday. It was a Tuesday procedure. And I had people, I was in tears, seeing people praying for me, fasting and praying for me, because of the grace of God through this church. And I'm very grateful for that. At that period of time, the word of God became my anchor, even up to this time. And I will encourage each and every one of you, whatever trials you go through, whatever issue you go through, make the word of God as your anchor every day of your life. Have a word that you're going to walk through with the season. Praise and worship became my weapon. The Bible said we are not warring against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities and powers of darkness. So I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm very thankful for my husband and my children for their support. When I cannot lift my hand, they are there. And I just want to honor God as well. During that time, my husband was supposed to help me, but he had COVID, you know, at that time. And he can't even help me, but God sustained him, and he sustained us. Many people died of COVID at that time, you know, within that period of this year. But we thank God for protecting us. I thank God for the gift of life that is sustaining my mom. It's been over 6 years that we are going through this, but I know and I still have faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I know that he will sustain her. He will continue to sustain her. Thank you, the Church of God. I thank God for you, that you have been such a help for us through your prayers, your love, even just speaking to us, even just encouraging us. I'm very, very grateful for that. And my song will be In Christ Alone. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So while Rosemary is getting ready for that song, In Christ Alone, we're going to be opening the floor for those who want to share their testimony. The mic will be going around. So wherever you are, you can just raise your hand. If you want to come up, that's fine. Or you can raise your hands and we'll bring the mic over to you. Amen. Do we have a song on the screen? Not yet. In Christ Alone, we don't have any.
In Christ alone.
In Christ.
Mr. Meekins, all the way in the back.
Good afternoon, everybody. I really have so much to give thanks for that it's just overwhelming when I think about it. And I don't know if any of you can imagine living the number of years that I have lived and every morning being able to wake up and say, God has given me another opportunity to try to help someone. And one of the first things that comes to my mind is that it's incredible to be 82, and it's incredible to know that many of you, including Pastor Thomas Sutton and Pastor Momo, pray for me on a regular basis, as some of you do. And in the back of my mind, I think I would not be alive if it were not for some of the prayers that some of you have prayed for me. And I look around, and I'm also pretty amazed to see that some of the people that I have taught in Sunday school are still going here. So amen. I think maybe to someone, I've been a blessing. And many of you may not know that on Saturday mornings, we have a men's Bible study. And it's incredible that even though I'm directing the Bible study, the blessing that I get from the men at that Bible study, the things that they say and reveal, and the comfort that they have. And the bottom line is that we all love God. Amen. And we love being in this church and being ministered not only by the pastors, but by the people in the congregation. And I'm always amazed at the people, and I'm sitting here in the back corner, who stop by and give me a hug and I give a kiss every Sunday. Amen. And there are many Sundays I'm too sick to come, and I'm sorry. And some of you might notice when I come in, I say, I missed you. God has given me a wife, a church, and a family. It's unbelievable. I want to thank you. I want to thank God. And naturally, I'd like to sing the song, Amazing Grace, because to me, all of this is amazing.
Amen.
Psalm 202. I mean, so it's yours too. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Mr. Saul. All right. Oh, after that, then. Over here.
Every promise we can make, every prayer and step of faith, every difference we will make, it's only by His grace. Every mountain we will climb, every ray of hope we shine, every blessing left behind, it's only by His grace.
Amen.
Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown, He will provide. Christ in us, a cornerstone, we will go far in grace alone. Every soul we long to reach, every heart we hope to teach, everywhere we share His peace, is only by His grace. Every loving word we say, every tear we wipe away, every soul turn to praise, is only by His grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown, He will provide. Christ in us, a cornerstone, we will go far in grace alone.
Amen, amen, amen.
I just want to thank God because it's not recent, but I give Him praise privately with friends and other people, but I never stood up publicly to thank Him for what He has done for me.
Amen.
I was in a very terrible, car accident on a Sunday, and crossing, a crossroad, I just saw a big truck coming in front of me. And the truck hit me exactly where I sat on the driver's seat, and the sheer impact, of the accident was very bad. And I am here, and I can say that with certainty, absolute certainty, if it wasn't for God, I would not be here.
Amen.
And that didn't stop there. After I got hit, my car was about to hit a utility pole. But despite in the midst of this, God, gave me the reflex to steer the car away from the pole, so I missed it, and I hit the fire hydrant instead. So I thank God for His grace, for His mercy towards me, because there are certain things. I know where I have been, and I know that no one could save me that day. Mm. And I am here only because God, sent His angel. And as it was said today in Psalm 34, in the French, I know that verse ever since I was a kid, it says, L'ange de l'éternel campe autour de ceux qui le craignent et les arrache au danger. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. So I want to thank God for that.
I want to show him my gratitude, and may he allow me to use the rest of the days, the years that he gives me, to continue to serve him.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. That one, sir. Oh.
Good morning. I just want to give the glory to God, my mom, and this past week, or maybe this year, I've just been trying to give to others, even those I don't like. That's like the hardest part, those you don't know, to give to them. This year, like towards the end, became unemployed. However, God provides for me every day. And in providing for me, I'm able to provide for others in Liberia. Glory be to God, I'm able to send 10 children to school, provide tutoring, everything, you know, that their parents can give them. And then when Friday, actually, Thanksgiving, we had a lot of food for only 3 people. And my dad is like, what are we going to do with all this food? And I remember this week telling my mom, I'm like, I want to feed the homeless. That's what I want to do. And again, I'm unemployed, but God is able to provide for me to be able to provide for others.
Amen.
And my mom helped me. We cooked that food on Friday. My cousin, we plated the food, able to have 59 plates. It was 60, but one broke. And me and my cousin, we drove around Camden, and we provided food for these people. And one guy, he looked at me, he said, I love you. And I said, I love you so much more. And Jesus loves you so much more that I'm able to do this for you guys. Because a lot of these people may be on drugs, but some of them, just maybe one bad decision or one wrong move, just have them out in this cold. And if you guys were outside Friday, it was cold. And for me to be able to put warm food in their belly, just to heat them up a little bit, you know, and I just want to give God the glory that he's able to use me to bless others. You know, so I just want to give him the glory because he provides for me every day, even when I don't deserve it. So I'm glad that even though the heart could be deceitful, but God used my heart to give to others.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Hi. You might not know me. My name is Zariah. How do I start this? When I was 9 years old, my mother passed away. I grew up in a place of alcoholism and drug use. And I was also born at 25 weeks, so I was really premature. Then in 2017, my grandparents accepted me into their home for about 5 years. Unfortunately, when I turned 13, I started having mental issue problems. I got hospitalized 4 times, and I recently just got out of a group home. I usually don't necessarily, you know, talk about my things or my life because it's kind of depressing. But I do want to thank God for just letting me stay alive for the past 18 years. And that it was difficult, very difficult. I've been in therapy for 9 years and I still haven't healed from my trauma. But even though me and my grandfather fight, I love him to death because he was the one that helped me through all of it. And
I do praise God for saving me and for also getting me out of the situation that I was brought in. And I am now a college student in RCBC. So for all the people who have issues, trauma, mental issues, I promise you it's going to be okay.
All right, we're going to take two from right there and here, so, and then we're going to come back because we got our speaker to speak, so we're going to take...
Yeah. I just want to encourage the nurse people that will be using the mic. Can you hold the mic up upstairs? They cannot hear you, and the volume is all the way up. So please hold it closer.
Yeah, 1, 2, and I'll take some.
Hello. I'm going to stay seated because I am holding my grandmother's hand. But my name is Michaela, and I feel like it's very cliche to say that the thing I'm most thankful for in life is my family. But it's true. It took so many odds for me to even be here today. I don't know if you all know this, but I'm originally from Ethiopia. My mom, who is the most amazing person ever, brought me here, brought me into the church, gave me the most wonderful family ever, and had me be with my grandmother, who is here now. And she picked a song that we want to sing, and that is Every Praise is to Our God, because every praise is to our God.
Come back, because our speaker has to speak. So right here, up front here. Right here, so just put it. Yeah, right there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just thank God for 6 years I was doing dialysis and the prayer for First Baptist Church. And April the 27th, 4 o'clock in the morning, the University of Penn called me and said, we have a match for you. And I'm blessed to be here now, coming back to church, and I just want to thank God.
Amen. I think that was the shortest testimony, so we'll take. Then after that, we're going to call on our speaker, one of our speakers, Isaac Quill, going to come and just bless our heart. Is Isaac around so you can start making your way up? Isaac, okay, he's here. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, so I just wanted to ask everybody, if you have your phone, look up the word never. Look up the word never. Okay? And if, you take your time if you want to, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, at no time in the past or future, on no occasion, not ever. The reason why I'm telling you about that word never is because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, which means that he's got you now. He never, ever in the past left you. He's not leaving you now, and he's never going to leave you in the future. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, so we're going to listen to our brother Isaac Quay, who's going to bless our heart this afternoon with a short word and a testimony and praise report from God in his heart. Amen.
Hello, everyone. I got to make sure this is close, because I used to be up there, so I know how annoying it is when they can't hear you. All right, thank you. All right. Well, I'm going to introduce myself again. I'm Isaac Kwa, and I've been in this church for, I don't know, since 2004. And this is one of the best decisions that my mother made for me, because I didn't make it. Now, because I remember we used to fight just so I could come to church. And, you know, I'm a smarty pants, so I like to look for what it would benefit me. So she would say, so one time she's like, go to church. I said, but in Sunday school they say you must not be in church to be saved. So I don't have to be in church. I could just pray and I'll be fine. But so she would say, if you're not going to church, I don't care where you go, but just leave my house. When we come back, you can come back in. So I either had to make a wise decision. Either be out in the cold, they come to church, or I follow them. We all come into church. So I came to church with them. But I'm not here to tell you ancient history. You know, this been the Thanksgiving weekend, and every day is a Thanksgiving. But I just want to, you know, say how grateful I am for FBC, because I know everybody come here and say FBC is a great family, but indeed, FBC is a great family, because like I said, I was here since 2004, and I left 2013, and I moved to Philly, and they all would tell you, nobody saw me until 2023, but in all that time, you never heard any trouble. God protect me, because we face a whole bunch of stuff in Philly. Nobody had to tell you. Sometimes you're on a train, somebody slap you because they say you're in their ear. I got punched in the mouth on the train because he said I was smacking his mouth. But yeah, then God still continued to protect us. But there are a few people I want to recognize, and to be honest with you, even though I give him the most hard time, but I want to thank God for having a reminder in my life, because I gave him the most hard time. But indeed, I never knew the love of a father until him, because I'm this person. I never grew up with my biological father. Matter of fact, I don't even know him, and I would never know him because he's dead. But, you know, he gave me the most hard time. Sometimes, like, let me give you a little story. Sometimes I'm sleeping, I hear Isaac, and I wake up, because every day I'm hearing that. And I know we laugh and we say all of that, but I'm really grateful for him, because like I said, 2024, 2023, August, I got laid off because I used to work for a glass company called Doran. And the first person I called was Pastor Gary. And I'm like, Pastor Gary, this is what is going on. And, you know, he always said, you okay, man? I said, yeah, I'm fine. He said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, but this is what it is. And I explained. He said, you know what? Rabbi Mina is running a pantry. Come and volunteer. I said, okay. I guess it's better than doing nothing in the house. So I started coming. But being at pantry, I have seen a whole lot. And, you know, sometimes you think you have it tough until you see somebody who have it worse than you. Then you're like, whoa, how you been protecting me? Because since that time, I haven't really been working, but I haven't had a complaint about no meal, no bills to be paid, nothing. And the pantry give me, not just for a reminder, but it give me, I don't know, I think I'm going to adopt. I don't even know my last name no more because I got plenty of mothers in this church. And I need them because he always want to choke me, so they got to protect me. But there are people that, you know, always been looking out for me, you know. And sometimes, you know, people love you when they're upset at you for walking. Because I'm this person, I don't like to bother nobody. So sometimes when I'm coming from a train station, I just hear the call, Isaac, where are you? I'm walking. Why are you walking? And I'm like, oh, because I didn't want to bother. No, bother me. Okay, I'll bother you next time. But with all seriousness, I'm just grateful for God. I'm really is, because none of this is possible without God. And you know, if I come and tell you my whole story, I know you guys may not be my friends because we will be here forever. So I'm not going to continue with that. But, you know, like I said, Mr. Minor, Pastor Gary, because he's everybody's father. That's one person that I know, he don't have skin color. Sometimes I think he's black. He was just stuck in a white man's shoes. Because everybody that come in, they're his kids. He'll come, you okay, man? That's his favorite line. I'm not trying to be a pin, but you okay, man? I know you're not trying to be a pin. We're good. So thank you for FBC, and thank you guys for allowing me to share, because I don't want to stay here too long, because I want you to still like me, because I'm going to still give you a hard time when I come in the pantry. Thank you, everybody.
We have the floor open before we call on our next speaker. Okay, there's two hands. Where's the phone? I mean, the mic? Yes, man. You know, I'm still excited about Cowboys winning, so. Natalie, I know some of you don't want to hear that.
Praise God. God is good all of the time. First of all, I'm not really a microphone kind of person, so bear with me today.
You got it.
But I want to be grateful to God for this year, for my little sister sitting next to me. God was able to bring her in February, she and her son. It took my mom like over 10 years when she applied for she and my little brother. But it came a time immigration couldn't find that paperwork. They said they don't know where happened. I was the one who applied for them. They said they couldn't see their paperwork, so we had to reapply. And we kept praying 10 years. But when the time was right, everything did show up for her.
Amen.
And in the process, she didn't have a son. But then later on, she had a child. And we was able to add a son who is in the nursery right now. And they both came in February. So I want to be grateful to God for that. My next testimony, I think Pastor Gary shared brief about my son, George. I have four boys. George left for the Army a couple of months ago. And if you know my son, first of all, I want to be grateful for this church. This was the best thing that happened to me and my husband for joining First Baptist Church. When we came here in the U.S., we went to so many churches. At the time, I only have two sons. I had George and Jemias. So then one day, we came across Yadwana and Taya. She said, why can't you come and check this church out? So that's how we joined First Baptist Church. And I love First Baptist Church, such a great church, great leaders. Gloria, Pastor Gary, Deacon Jennington, Reverend God, oh my God. My son, George, kept me on my toes. Parenting, yes, he did. So many times I ran to Pastor Gary to bring him for counseling when he used to give me a hard time. Brother Jennington, he always said, mommy, he's so mean, you can't listen to him. You always take his side. I said, listen, he's not mean. He's there to help you. He's doing it for your own good. and you will see tomorrow what it's all about. And when George joined the military, I got on base, very emotional. The ceremony was awesome. It was great. I didn't see him for 2 months. Of course, many days as a mom, I used to worry, pray, and say, God protect him. But when I got on the base, all of his friends, maybe about 46 or more, said God, George was the leader in his group. He held the group down. And I was shocked. And those girls were giving me scripture. I remember one of them, she was white. She said, I didn't even know who God was. He ministered to me about God. And the only thing I could think about was, oh my God, even though her father and I played such a role, but I could thank God for First Baptist, the Awana Church, Vacation Bible School, you all played such a great role in his life. So many times, Deacon Guy will minister to him. So many times, Pastor Ansu will talk to him. So many times, Brother Jonathan, Gloria will pray for me. Miss Ahola, this church, if you don't have a church, this is the church. Because so many people here will call you, they will text you, they will pray with you. And I'm grateful for George. And he said, Mom, you know I'm not a civilian no more. Blah, blah, blah. And every week, he would send me scriptures and scriptures and tell his brother, you guys need to be closer to God. It was just amazing. And I couldn't stop praising God, you know. Very faithful to God. So I want to thank God for his life. Right now, he's in his job training. And first of all, he said he wasn't going to call me when he was going to the military. But he calls me every other day. Sometimes I don't even want to talk to him, but he still calls me. And I'm very grateful to God for that. So my last testimony, I'm sorry I'm taking long. I think you guys stopped seeing me in the choir. So I decided to go back to school. I graduated Rowan University. I got my associate in health science. And I wanted to go through the nursing program, but every time I applied 2 times, they would say, oh, we can't take you because you repeated one of the courses, so we can't take you. So I said, okay. I said, maybe God is telling me to transition to something else. So I decided to go to school and do the practical nursing. Maybe that would help me to like switch to RN. So I started this school. I used to go to school Monday to Friday, 8 to 4:30. I started this school. I failed my first class. I failed my second class. Okay, I'm very depressed. And when you fail in my first school, for in the morning, you will stay to remediate the class that you fail in. So now you're doing 3 classes. And then I'm a mom. I got to be here at football game, dropping the kids here, doing this and all of that. So it was just frustrating. I was so frustrated. There were 5 of us. So we decided to leave. I told them, I said, listen, this is not working. And if I'm going to do nursing, I need to know it. I cannot stay in this school. I left that school. I went to another school, evening program. That's what God wanted me to be because I'm an adult. So I started going to school 5 to 10. When I got to my new school, God said it was the time. I came from failing to my old school to passing in my new school. I started helping people. I could find myself teaching my friends. It wasn't easy. I took the 2nd place in my class. I don't even know how it happened. But the favor and mercy of God were upon me. And not only that, I was able to help people who didn't have no choice. I wasn't going to school because my husband, I wasn't working because my husband was very supportive of me. But there were some of my friends who had no choice, single mom, oh my God. They had to work. And we started with 65. We left at 32. And when I finished my school, a month later, I sat for my board. And I passed my board as a practical nurse. So I want to tell God thank you for all of what he did for me this year. In Jesus' name.
All right, we will stop on this one because we have to allow a speaker to speak. Then when he's done and we have the time, we'll call on the rest of it because we're running out of time now. So without any delay, I'm going to call on our dear brother, Axie Olumotola, to come and just bless our heart this afternoon. He was part of the youth group, and now he's on campus, and he's such a young, great man. We just want to praise God for him. Amen. Whenever you ask him, he's willing to do it. We just call him, and he said, no problem, I'll do it. So we praise God for what God is doing through him. Amen.
Good afternoon, church. My name is Isaac. Most of you guys know me. I go to Rutgers, New Brunswick currently, and I'm going to be reading from Psalm 91. I'm going to read the whole thing. So, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings will you find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague shall come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So I'll be honest, when Pastor Ansu called me to talk, he told me to like talk about my college experience. I'm not really sure. I wasn't sure like how to do that, but my grandpa actually gave me the scripture, and it ties into what I'm going to talk about today. So if we go back to verse 4, it talks about pinions, and in the Bible, the pinions, I didn't know what it meant until I searched it up, but it refers to the outer part of a bird's wing. And it's actually metaphorically used to symbolize God's protection, strength, and care. That's what the word is for. Verse 1 and 2 talks about how those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High are kept, and you will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I want to thank God because even when I transitioned late August, I haven't been home since until 2 weeks ago. And I want to thank God because he allowed me to still maintain a foundation. He allowed me to find a community and a church on campus. Because I know like college is one of like the it's one of those times in your life where you're like finding yourself, and you like you just, I want to thank God because he's allowed me so far to keep my foundation, and that's all thanks to him. Verse 11 talks about how God commands his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And I want to thank God because like this might seem trivial to people, but for like 10 good days I had food poisoning, and I couldn't go to the hospital because I had waived my student insurance. So like in Rutgers, because Rutgers is a big campus, they're always like partnering with everything. Like they was giving free Chick-fil-A, and I love free food, so I'll go get free Chick-fil-A like before class, and I walk to class. And then this one day, it wasn't, but then like in order to get the free Chick-fil-A, they give you free DoorDash. And if you have Dash Pass, you can't do it. But me, I made 3 different accounts. I get my Chick no matter what. Like I didn't care. Like class was, let me get my Chick-fil-A, then I'll go to class. But this one day, it was crumble cookie. And I'd already like maxed out all my free stuff, and I still like wanted to do it. They told me, no, you have too many accounts, we can't let you, but then they still gave it to me. I was like, oh, this is a blessing from God, and I'm eating it, but like, I don't know, the cookie just, it was just too raw. I thought that's how it was, but I'm just eating it. And then like, I'm in class, my stomach is just turning for 10 days. It was gut-wrenching pain. Like, I would wake up, and I'm just like, oof, like, I'll eat, I'll poop, and it wasn't going away. Like, I'm sorry, but it was bad, and, like, it just sucked because I had waived my student insurance. It was $1,000. I didn't need it on my term bills, so, like, there's nothing I could do. Like, I didn't want to bother my parents because they thought I was doing good, so I would just pray, and I want to thank God because it seems trivial, but it was serious. Like, I was, but... By God's grace, you know, it's gone. Thankfully, it's gone. I also want to thank God for keeping me physically safe, because Rutgers is, It's advertised to be like fun, but it's also very dangerous. We have our own Rutgers crime alerts. We have Rutgers police. And during like the first, even still now, like the first weeks, in the first month of school, every weekend, there was cops and ambulance on my in my dorm. Somebody was getting hurt, whether it was alcohol poisoning or they was getting too high or they got hurt. And I just want to thank God, because even in the midst of all of that, you know, he's protected me and I don't have to worry. My parents don't have to worry because of the way that God is keeping me. I want to thank God for mental health as well, because in college it's something serious and it's not a joking matter. I knew what depression was, and I'm not gonna say I was depressed. I was sad, definitely, but I want to thank God because he's kept my sanity there, and that's all thanks to him. Because going into college, you know, I thought, man, it's high school, so I was a little wishy-washy. I'll be honest. I took my first midterm. I got a 30 out of 100. And everybody's asking me, yo, Isaac, you want to hang out? After that 30, I was just like, I was shut out completely, because it's just like mentality. Like, my parents are sending me, they're paying all this money and I'm doing this. It's not like I was like paying, I was trying in the class and I got a 30. I was just like, it hurts, because everybody failed. But like, I think I was the lowest, because I saw 35, but then I was seeing 50, and I was at the bottom, and it was just like, damn, like, why am I not, like, so, you know, I kept trying. My second midterm, I did better, but I still failed. I got a 47. So now I'm getting emails that I'm at risk of failing the class. I'm gonna have to take the class again. Like, now my mentality is like, it's down there. Like, I'm just like shut out. Like, everybody, yo, you wanna go get food to eat? No, I'm okay, I have to study. And I felt trapped, because it's like, no matter what I was doing, like, I wasn't like getting where I needed to be. And I want to thank God, by God's grace, the third midterm I did better. I got an 88. So now I'm no longer at risk of failing. Thank God. But I'm still like, yeah, there's one more coming up, and that's gonna determine. Like, my teacher told us, you failed this, even if you have an A, you failed the class. So you can't like mess up on it. So I'm gonna pray for God's divine wisdom, divine understanding to help me with this. And just to close out, I'm going to talk about the snare of the fowler in verse 3 and 8, and how it says, no evil shall befall me. I had a roommate until like a week or two ago, and my roommate, he was okay, but I wanted their space to myself. You know, everybody, you know, you want to be in college, but I just wanted to have the room to myself, because like, I felt like I couldn't like, just, I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, so my roommate, he wanted to pledge, and he kept telling me, oh, he wants to join a sorority or fraternity, he wants to do this, and he's telling me, yo, come to the meeting with me, please, I need your support. I'm like, no, it's okay, no, thank you, I'm not really. He's like, no, we want you to come, please, like, you, as a brother, he's telling me, as a black person, because there's not a lot of us there, like, I need your support. I'm like, no, thank you, like, if you want, I can support you when you get back to the dorm. I'm not gonna, like, just think about it, like. And then after that, I told my parents, my mom told me to invite him to church, the church that I was going to. I'd invited him. He didn't show up, but it's all good. It's glory to God. But I was still in the process of like getting myself a new room, because I just wanted like a clear space. So I'm emailing like the residence life, I'm all that. And then my roommate, he texted me like 2 weeks ago. He told me, oh, good news, I'm moving out. And I was like, oh, why? He said, oh, because he was having problems with some people on my floor, the floor below. And like, it seems trivial, but God just works things out for our good. And I'm just gonna go one more back to the topic of mental health. My roommate, he wasn't a bit of a roommate, but I was feeling bad for him, because I know he came all the way from Texas, and I think he was trying his best to adjust, and it just wasn't like right to him. And like, he talked about having problems with some people, and one of the people that he was having problems with, he came to our door, he knocked on the door, my roommate opened the door, he said, the person asked my roommate, he said, are you moving? My roommate said, why do you care? And they're just going back and forth. And then he's walking away. He says, oh, we all hate you. You're despicable. I'm so happy I never have to see your face again. And that just it wasn't me that he was saying it to, but it's still like, it hurts. Like, how can you like just say that to someone? Like, the wickedness of people is just like, it's baffling sometimes. And I know, like, mentality, like, that's gotta hurt, no matter like how strong you put up a front. So I just want to thank God, like, I had to tell him that. No, I don't hate you. Like, it was bad. I had to give him a hug because you could just, like, see his whole composure had changed. So I just want to thank God, like, even in the different environment, different change, you know, he's kept me from the snare of the fowler. I don't have to worry mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. He's just keeping me alive. And so, yeah, although it seems like, you know, there are little things, you know, they all add up, and it's a bigger thing in the end. I just want to thank God for being my refuge and my fortress in a new environment.
Amen. You know, as Isaac was speaking, I think we have our next speaker for our youth program next year, our graduate service. And what God is doing in his life, and he can testify of God's goodness. Amen? Amen. And we want to thank God for this wonderful time of service. Sorry we cannot continue, but we have to leave. So, amen. Somebody, can I get an amen? Amen. If you are thankful to God, say amen. Amen. All right, we're going to call the praise team up to just lead us into our closing song. So we all stand together as we sing the hymn, Count Your Blessing, Name Them One by One. Now, if we actually counting our blessing, there ain't going to be no space for it, right? So we're going to joyfully sing this song, Count Your Blessing, Name Them One by One, while we wait on Miss Eunice to just join us up here.
Blessings, name
For those who had testimony and didn't able to do it today, we'll get you next Sunday for you can share with us. We don't want no blessing to go away. So come next Sunday. Make sure you're on time. All right? Let's get with
it. Amen. It's hard to fit them all in, right? All the good things that God is doing. And I want to echo what Pastor Ansu said. And if we couldn't, say we have a lot of you, we can't fit you in next Sunday, let us know that you want to share. Because what God does is real, and it's not good just to hear from up here on the platform, but to hear what God is doing in your lives to really encourage us too. So let us know if you have a testimony, God, there's one or two that we do know about. Someone else like, I just want to share what God's doing. Let us know. We'll get you plugged in the Christmas season too, all right? We love you all. Praise God what God's doing, right? Amen. We are going to close with a word of prayer. Let's just take a minute to unite our hearts. Dear God, we want to thank you for this day. Thank you, dear God, for this season, Lord, that just makes us stop and reflect on the blessings, Lord, that you give us. Father, those blessings are so many, Lord. We could spend all day, all week, all year just counting the things that you've given us. But, Lord, we give you thanks and praise, Lord, for your ability to sustain us, to help us, Lord, when it seems like there's no other help. To rescue us, Lord, in the midst of trouble and danger. And Lord God, most of all, to save us, to give us an eternal home in heaven forever. Lord, we praise you for that. We ask, dear God, that our testimonies and our praises, Lord, would not go away, Lord, because Thanksgiving's over, but would just characterize every day of our lives, Lord, that we would have that spirit of Thanksgiving just to wake up each morning. Lord, work in our hearts, we pray. Help us as we go into the season, Lord, of the birth of Jesus Christ. Father God, help us to really deeply understand and celebrate the hope that we have in him. And Lord, I just pray that you go with us now into our week, into our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and maybe even the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, watch over us now, we pray. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.